Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. Hello, Jill.
Hi.
And it's time now for the water cooler conversations. We had a story recently about, what was it, oysters in a vending machine.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked earlier about the selfie on the latte.
Yes.
There's always something that these people are coming up with to be creative and different. And there's a new chain of Japanese restaurants that are opening in Britain called Patrons at Zao.
Oh, boy.
This is where you can catch the fish.
Oh, my.
That you have prepared for you.
Like right there?
Yes, right
out of
there.
A fish tank?
Nope, a moat.
Oh, wow.
A moat out front?
A
moat around the restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
Or no, it apparently isn't out front. It surrounds the dining area.
Oh, like indoors.
Yeah, you
That's
do a little
so
indoor
weird.
Fishing.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not either because I guess maybe they're like, well, a Red Lobster, another play, you can go in and just pick the one out of the tank.
Out of a teeny tiny tank.
Right. They're sitting there flailing around going, yeah. Oh, you're going to be dead and in my belly before long. Well, in this
That's
instance.
That's always sweet.
Yes. In this instance, I mean, what happens if you're like, aw, man, look at this little thing. I don't want to eat this.
I know. What if you have to catch and release?
Yeah.
Until you get just the right one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. What if the one that you got has been caught like five times and nobody wanted it? Well, I don't want that. They handled it and threw it back.
If they don't want it, I don't want it.
It's filled with seafood. I mean, like some of it's probably eating the other one. You know?
Right.
Because it doesn't sound like it's a natural type setting.
No.
It's almost like,
I want to know what kind of fish you're fishing for.
Well, it seems that instead of, well, and it's Japanese, so it's like fish that you...
Sushi?
Yeah. Which is raw fish anyway. I guess you just like...
just eat it right
out. Yeah, you just like get a rod and reel, pull it out, and just start biting into it, I guess. I mean, I don't
so
know
gross.
How this whole thing works, but it sounds like instead of like, okay, we have this step back here. It's so fresh. We could just go ahead and, you know, but let's make it a little sporty. Let's throw it into the moat that's going around.
And how here. Many, is it just all dudes? Like, I know in the Midwest that a lot of us females will fish and whatever, but I just,
hello?
Across the world, I feel like women generally aren't out fishing.
Yeah.
You're like, here, let me grab that fish with my bare hands.
Sure.
After I catch it.
I don't know. I guess you got to think about the different British women that maybe, you know, Margaret Thatcher. I think she would have done it. She would have done it.
Absolutely.
I think the Queen Mum would do it.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
She might just reach in and grab one.
Yeah, she might be a fisherwoman. Yeah,
here we
Piece
go.
Piece my dinner.
Yes, all right. A lobster. what about shrimp? I mean, like shrimp, are you just like, they're kind of small, or
yeah,
you just like...
But that's what I'm wondering. Like,
throwing a net out there.
Yeah. It's like, what if I just want crab legs?
Yeah, I'm going to catch my own, but I'm going to bring my own net, okay?
Yeah.
I don't care how you guys do it. I'm just going to rake
this
it in.
This is how much I'm getting tonight.
And I mean, is it like one of those claw games? Like, you can only get the ones
yeah,
you get?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, do you get to keep all?
There's only
that you
one
can...
kind of fish. Like, yeah. I have so many questions for these people.
I do, too. Well, you'll have to look it up.
I'll go visit.
Yeah, it's in Brayton. Go visit in person and come back with a report, okay?
Will do.
Patrons at Zao. Just if you, you know, want to truly get it. You know, up and in front of you there. So, all right, water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.